Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Nod Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Nod Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsenia and Amber always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical one, airwaves don't lie. We lead the competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, it's that time again. It's Wednesday, Nod Your Head Wednesday. It's your boy, Brock G. Man, right now it's me for self right now, man. Red will be probably on by 9 o'clock. But we got a good fucking show for you tonight. We got my man OC. And we got my man Leaders of the New School, Dinko D, coming in. For y'all that don't remember Leaders of the New School, Wikipedia that shit up. Other than that, man, I got a good show for y'all tonight, man. I got a couple of new joints. Be playing some shit for y'all tonight, man. I mean, we're going to try to keep it gully. How old is that? Who says that anymore, right? Anyway, we're going to try to do what we do and keep it moving. Probably be expecting OC to hit us in about 8:30, 9:30-ish New York time. What is it? Who fuck knows what it is in California and shit. But anyway, yeah, that's what we on tonight, man. OC and Dinko, and we're going to get this party started, right? So for those that don't know, let me introduce you to my man, OC. My man has been around for a minute. He's got many influences and everything, man. And first album was done in 1994, Word Life. And this single that I'm about to play, just to get y'all familiarized, man, a lot of you guys already know this. This song, man, I heard this, man, and if you play this joint today, motherfuckers will just, your head is going to nod. That's all I'm going to say. You welcome to the show, Nod Your Head. Your head is going to nod, man, if you hear this joint, man. So I'm going to hit y'all with this. Doing a little bit of music early today, man, because we're having difficulties with the studio, man. Blog Talk Radio. I don't know, man. These motherfuckers, man, love to play and do these DDoS attacks, man. And I know y'all don't know what the fuck that is, but it's some fucked up shit, man, where it fucks up everything in the studio. So if the studio is fucked up tonight and it sounds shitty, well, that's why, because they're under attack right now. And, you know, folks like to play when it comes to this internet shit. So music might start off slow. You might hear me farting on the mic. I don't know. You know, it's fucked up. Cats and dogs will be fucking, I don't know. But anyway, we're going to hit you with this joint, man, from OC. And I'm going to play another joint for you tonight, man. I got an exclusive, man. M.O.P. Mobb Deep Street Certified. So I'm going to let y'all hear that first thing tonight. So we're going to kick it off with this joint. Nod Your Head.
The minerals and vitamins, irons in the niacin. Fuck who did I appear? Rapper, sit back, I'm about to begin. Bow, talk your squaw. Never even walked the wall. More or less destined to get tested. Never been arrested. My album will manifest many things that I saw, did, or heard about, or told firsthand. Never worked. What's in the future for the fusion and the change of rappers are in danger? Who will you switch to be a remainder? When the missile is aimed to blow you out of the frame, some will keep their limbs in, some will be maimed. The same suckers with the gab about killer instincts return bitching, knowing damn well they lack in this division. The con is sore, cracking your head with a 4x4. Realize, sucker, I be the coming like Noah. Always simmer you down, perpetrating facade in what you consider an image. To me, this is just a scrimmage. I feel I'm stoned, not cause the bopper where my cap cock. The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock. Those who pose lyrical but really ain't true, I feel about what you did, but you never done it. Admit it, you bit it, cause the next man came plotting behind it. I find it ironic, so I researched and analyzed. Most write about stuff they fantasize. I'm fed up with the bull on this focus of weed and clips and glocks getting topped and wax not being flipped. It's the same old, just straining from the anal. The contact is not complex to vex, so why you pushing it? Why you lying for? I know where you live, I know your folks. You was a sucker as a kid. Your persona's drama that you acquired in high school and acting class. Your whole aura is plexiglass. What's the face told me you shot this kid last week in the park? That's a lie. You was in church with your mom. See, I know. Yo, slow your roll. Get we good to go. Guys be locking in this thing called rapping just for dough. Of course, we gotta pay rent, so money connects. But I'd rather be broken and have a whole lot of respect. It's the principle of it. I get a rush when I bust some dope lines or roll. That maybe somebody will quote. That's what I consider real in this field of music. Instead of putting brain cells to work, they abuse it. Non-conceptual, non-exceptional. Everybody's either crime-related or sexual. I'm here to make a difference. Besides all the riffings, the traps, I'm not sticking. Rappers stop flipping for those who pose lyrical, but really ain't true, I feel.
That's right, I'm PKA, the one and only infamous soldier. I kill from all deep, I rose through the ranks from the bottom. Now I got mad decorations and medals of honor. War scars, I goes hard like I'm fresh out the joint with homegirl in a hotel. You can't out-rap me, I'm out your league. And you don't want no trouble, I cremate beef. At point blank range of razor catch fire, my brain on another level, think outside of the little hip hop box. I'm like a robot, I don't tire, I don't wired, I could do this forever. Like who want what? They don't want none of them, they just fans. Got my whole collection, I make your chick head pop. She recognize real when she hear it and how it feel.
I hear your block out, feed a clip full to your homies. Animal habitat, pit bulls and parolees.
Come on,
peel off on jigsaws with my codies. Push it to the limit, red line, fuck the police. You know me, been out to the G since you to them jeans with the holes in the knee. Play blood sport, catch a bad one from your idol. Commentated by Gus Johnson, you go viral. Lead by example, y'all niggas follow. Every DJ with a Serato know my motto. I talk most shit, you know how it goes sell. Cause your buzz is done, how the fuck you gon' sell? From OPs to Mar, we deep, on the job we creep. I'm talking 24-7 cause they starve the streets. This is ghetto gospel, right here to Jesus, some of the apostle. Brownville High, we still do it like we supposed to. Street certified, most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real,
we still do it like we supposed to. Street certified, most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real,
it's the real,
it can never be over, we don't bury.
bury the hatch. Acting like you didn't, you know it's better than that. M.O.P. and M.O.B. now it's better than that. Just that leave a nigga leaking on that club floor of rap. Be the nigga Kool-Aid, purple out this bitch. Nigga always shining, show his ass around a bitch. I'm good money everywhere, you coward counterfeit. Don't let your ass write a check, you can't cash in. Body bags on deck, you get wrapped in. Them guns busting like shit was going out of fashion. That NYC gritty nigga with a gym on my shoulder, first nigga say I'm hating getting hit. I'm the truth, truth hurt him, give a fuck, I'm your burden. Yeah. Least of your problems, fuck around, need a surgeon. Cause we here thirsting, if you this clergy, show over, motherfucker, pull the curtain.
Look how they try to play me on this playground. Try to force me to leave, they try to X me out. Good thing I held it down. I was taught to believe it's best to exchange rounds and to remain down until my remains is found. I face criticism because of a dangerous sound. A lot of underhanded shit that never brought me down. I'm Billy Danz, I move freely through any town. I'm like a prophet, niggas see me and put it down. For responsibility when niggas OT. OT in the trauma room is because of me. Every nigga in possession of a llama know me. The niggas sitting next to Obama know me. I'm in the street lights, never low key. M.O.B., M.O.B., it's all the hood need. I don't get it through the pipeline. I'ma go see, I'm positioned between an icon and an OG.
We still do it like we supposed to, street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real.
We still do it like we supposed to, street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real. It's the real.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's Mobb Deep, M.O.P., Street Certified, coming off the new M.O.P. album. They got some coming out, I believe, in April, and then Mobb Deep got some coming out around the same time, either April or the summer, man. But whoever thought that combination, man, that was a pretty good combination, man. I like that joint right there, man. Anyway, we back. Hit y'all with that O.C. Times Up. Of course, that Mobb Deep, M.O.P., Street Certified, they've been blasting that around, and of course you can pick that up at iTunes. Of course you can find OC's Time's Up on iTunes. And man, y'all can go on and cap that, you know, pick that joint up, man, and see what it's talking about. Anyway, we have a new personality on the show, Najee Head Radio, every Wednesday. We got myself, Brock G, aka Logical One. Then we got Red Child, who'll be here probably an hour later, maybe not, I don't know. And then we got a brother that I used to kick it with in high school, man, back when they had cassette tapes, and we used to have the cassette tape jam, you know, the little cassette tape joints, man. We used to trade off tapes, man. So I'm going to let the brother introduce himself, and he can tell y'all who he is. You there, man?
Yo. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Let the people know who you are, man.
This divine, you know, hip hop extraordinaire, I like to call myself. Like you said, we was on cassette tapes. Do not make me pull out that collection because we will have to rewind it instead of just pressing play. But I'm old school like that, you know. But you played that OC and that Mobb Deep, man. That right there defines what I'm about, man. Hardcore hip hop, underground, golden era, boom bap, you know what I mean? That's what it's about, man.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. You know, I'm slowly accepting, you know, what's happening to the scene now, man. But it's joints like that. Like I said, that OC Time's Up joint, man, it's timeless. You know what I'm saying? You can play that in any real hip-hop setting, any real, you know, hip-hop club, man. You know, and people are still get excited when they hear that joint, man. And that's what I'm talking about. That's hip-hop, you know. Yeah, niggas want to get turned up, okay, well, this is what we turned up to, man. You know, it was mellow, it had a nice little bouncy beat to it. And you know, it's one of them joints. You know a good hip-hop joint, man, when as soon as the beat kick, you nod in your head, man, like, hell yeah, this shit is dope, man. Because you nod to the shit, man, because the shit is dope, man. And that's what we about on, you know, Nod Your Head Radio, man. You know, I'm trying my best myself, my man Divine, Red, and D, you know, the creator of this shit. We trying to bring some of that back. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of online hip-hop shows, and we ain't saying we better, but we also ain't saying we beneath them. But what I am saying is, this cat, man, he blowing his nose and shit. But what I am saying is,
who's blowing his nose?
Well, somebody blowing his nose, man. Let you blow your nose, man.
No, man. I don't even have sound effects to create such an ambience of blowing my nose on the radio.
No, but like
I'm
saying,
a man of sound effects, but I don't have nothing like that.
Okay, I thought you were channeling your inner police academy on us and shit, man. But as I was saying, man, that's the point of our show, man. We try to bring artists, legendary artists, artists that were out there in our time, and, you know, to let you know what's going on with them, man, what they've been doing. If they, you know, a lot of young cats like to use the word relevancy and relevant, you know, spell that shit if you can. But, yeah, you know, that it's a lot of cats that's out there, man, that are still on that grind, man. You know, they might not be making JC money. They might not be making Young money. You know what I'm saying? But they still relevant just for the fact that people still know. They can go overseas and still make that money. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had Curious George on here. We didn't have Black Sheep on here, both members. You know, they were separate at the time, but they was on here. We had Grand Nice on here. Next week, we're going to have Smooth B on here. This is what we do, man. You know, it's like, man, we reach out to this cat. It was hard as fuck, so I hope y'all appreciate this, man. It was hard as fuck to get OC on here, man. You know, that's a humble dude, man, and I appreciate him, you know, coming through and, you know, wanting to shine on the show. And it was equally hard to get Dink on here. And just to let y'all know, when we get the brother on here, man, we're going to keep the Leaders of the New School questions light. You know what I'm saying? That's touchy little situation, but we're going to keep that shit light on him, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know about, let's say, Wikipedia that shit up, and, you know, we just going to touch bases a little bit on that shit when he get on here, but we want to see what my man Dinko has up his sleeves, man. You know what I'm saying? Cat's still out here, you know, working, man. So, it is what it is, man. But anyway, man, online, and I was looking at my man Suge Knight, getting into a fight at the pot shop. Did you see that, Divine, man? He got into a damn fight.
Yeah. You know, I saw a clipping of something that said in a little blurb, and it said something, Suge Knight at it again, and I guess he, like, reached over a counter or something and smacked somebody
else.
Yeah,
man, it was something. He stole on the owner of the store, man. But according to hip-hop news, man. I guess he was supposed to do, you know, a celebrity walk-in or something like that, and they buzz him into the door. They happy to see him and shit. And then, you know, I guess he got into it with the owner, man, and I guess, you know, they was exchanging words and shit. And, you know, Suge being Suge stole on the guy, man, you know, but
he forgot,
like,
about,
you know, right, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I guess I kind of understand, but at the same time, man, you know, you got to sit your ass down somewhere, man. I mean, you ain't as scary as you used to be, dude.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, back then, you know, you would have said Suge Knight and Cass would have got shook, man, and, you know, after he got laid out. And I ain't taking no, you know, Suge's a pretty big dude, you know, but you still get knocked the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? So, that being said, I'm like, man, why are you even still trying to perpetuate that, you know, persona, man, of yourself? Because people ain't scared of you like that no more, man. I'm more inclined to look at the dude and be like, hey, you know, why don't you just go on out there and make your paper, but stop trying to, you know, vilify yourself and, you know, doing shit. And I do disrespected him and said some shady to him or whatever. Okay, cool, man, you know. do what you do. But at the same time, man, jail is very wide open and is not selective, choosy of who they want to accept. So, I mean,
right.
You ain't got death row money no more, pal. So, you know, pump your brakes, man. Just make your paper, do what you do, but slow the fuck down, man. Slow the fuck down, man. Also in jail.
Didn't he release a statement about why he did it or something? Because they had something
He got on there and said a little something, man, about it. But, I mean, it wasn't anything to where you'd be like, oh, okay, I understand. You know, he got on the Arsenio Hall show and said some shit, you know. But other than that, it really, you know, if you want to really see it, you know, TiVo that shit, well, DVR that shit, and you know, go to YouTube and look it up. And you'll find out, you know, it's just strange to me, man, that a lot of these rappers, MCs and shit is clowning, you know what I'm saying? Because the jail, I mean, pretty much jail has no prejudice. It will take black, white, Hispanic, green, red, purple, brown, and you will be in that motherfucker. So I'm like, man, make y'all paper, man, and stop fucking up. Smoke your cigars and make your appearance, get your weed, whatever the fuck you going to do, and go sit your old ass down somewhere and chill, man. Too old for that shit.
He didn't have his papers right.
That's something.
Excuse the pun. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to chill, man. You know, I was looking at, you know, at this cat, man, Soulja Boy, you know, he about to do some motherfucking time, man, you know, for some stupid shit, you know. I don't know exactly what he did, but, you know, this motherfucker is online, you know, begging for people to pray for him and shit. And oh, you know what it was? He was in a car. I remember now. He was in a fucking car. It was his car, and he found a gun on him. You know, Lil Wayne went to jail for that same shit. You know, motherfuckers traveling with guns. I get it. You scared to ride out. You got your little piece under the seat, whatever. But when you get caught, you know, 5-0, know the lick. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, you got the damn gun in these seats. Everybody like, oh, that ain't mine, that ain't mine. Well, who the fuck is it? Oh, my neighbor left this shit up under the seat. Okay, well, somebody got to go to jail. You ain't got no license for the shit. Somebody got to go to jail.
He was in
L.A. when that shit happened, man. You know, and you do stupid shit like that, and then, you know, then when it's time to serve your kind, or, you know, when the punishment is handed out, and everybody's like, oh, pray for me, please, please, pray for me, I don't get raped, and, you know, no, man, you got to use common sense, man. Yeah, you know, you do what you do in your lane, but at the same time, man, you got to use your fucking brain. You know what I'm saying? If you already a target, and then you do shit like that. Same thing with Justin Bieber, stupid ass, man. You know, white boy want to be black. You know, you ain't hardly the dude that you portraying, man. You know, you hanging around with a bunch of knuckleheads, but, you know, these motherfuckers ready to deport you. You know what I'm saying? So, it be like that, man. Motherfuckers is stupid, man. That's all I can say, man. I'm like, dude, there's a lot of people out here starving for that opportunity to be an artist. And, you know, these cats out here wilding, man. You know, just out here straight acting stupid and shit, man. You know, it's hard enough to get into the biz, and then when you actually in there and you start doing stupid shit, you know, your little 15, 20 minutes is up, you know, and they on to the next motherfucker. You know how it go. I mean, you see what the music industry has become compared to what it was when we was growing up, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, y'all need to pump y'all brakes, man, and stop playing, man, for real, because you looking stupid. So, you know, you see Chris Brown has slowed down. Shit, that motherfucker ain't been in the news in a minute. I ain't heard a whisper about that cat. I ain't heard a shit about
that. Did you see that
cat.
Stuff that happened with Shaheem or something? He was telling people to pray for him.
Yeah. That happened at the beginning of the year, man. He ran over some guy, man, and left the scene, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shaheem been in and out of trouble, though, man. He got into it, you know, with the police a while back. Got into it with Raekwon over some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So he been in and out, man. He ain't had no album in, like, years, you know, but somehow he still find a way to get in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? And he going to do some time behind that. He mainly because he left the scene, you know what I'm saying? Now, if his papers was fucked up or something like that, then, you know, you might get a slap on the wrist or whatever. And if your story, you ain't kill no white dude or something like that, then your story is legit of how what happened.
Yeah, that was bummed.
Then, you know, you might slide up out of that. But the fact that he just left the scene, no, man, you going to do some time behind that, dude. You're going to do some time behind that. But anyway, yeah, we halfway through Black History Month, it was seen. You know, we got, well, we damn near through it. Shit, after this week, it's a wrap. You know, February, quick as hell, man. And have you seen anything positive happen for Black History Month? You heard anything positive, man?
I don't see people actually using the Black History Month. I mean, if it's what you have, it's what you have to use. They can't. People make all these excuses like, oh, man, it's the shortest month. It's the coldest month. I'm like, man, shit, you got to use that, you know. Use it to your advantage. Use all 27 days to post up the history that people are missing. Don't say something about it's too short, it's too cold. And then when Valentine's Day comes in the middle of it, you hooping in a while and go out to the stores and buy some candy hearts, you know, or making up stuff called the side chick day. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a big.
That's the day after Valentine's Day.
Side chick day. That was bigger than Black History.
Well, a lot of things was bigger than Black History, man. I'm still seeing people posting about Beyonce and Drunk in Love, and still seeing the fights. You know,
from Spooks parody.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
your phone seems like a parody now. I mean,
yeah. It's sad though, man. I mean, yeah, we got a short month. We got the shitty end of the stick on it, and you know, well, here in Chicago, I know, you know, we got hit with a lot of snow. We ain't gonna talk about Atlanta, but yeah, I mean, even still, man, yeah, you have to do a little bit more with this month than, you know, just talk shit, man, and. You gotta do it this month, man. I mean, it's a lot more to this month, man. And a lot of people ain't doing what they're supposed to, man. You know, as far as like educate, man. You know this whole deal with Nicki Minaj. Did you see that happening with that, man, with Nicki Minaj and the
Did she give that apology? You know, that crazy ass apology.
I mean, it wasn't really no apology. It sounded more sarcastic to me.
Exactly.
It was real sarcastic. Like what? So. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so what y'all mad about? You know, that's how it came off to me. And, you know, I don't even see what the whole Malcolm X being on the cover had to do with the song, you know, other than, okay, the song is looking ass nigga, but, you know, you got him looking out the window, so is that supposed to be funny? Because he looking out the window and shit with, you know, with his rifle and shit. You know, that cat provided a way for you to even speak your mind the way you speak it, man. And, you know, between Young Money has been doing some stupid shit. I think the only motherfucker over there with some sense, man, is Drake. Even though he's soft as hell, he seemed to be the only motherfucker, because he don't do ignorant ass shit like that. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, this spreading your Black history and you know, just doing what they did, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, a couple of months back, you know, Wayne had the whole Emmett Till thing going on and controversy with that. And then here you go, you know, this year, a couple of months later, you got her. Me personally, I believe it was a publicity stunt, man, you know, for her to just do that shit like that.
Man, it definitely was a publicity stunt, man. Come on. You got people making hot records right now that are garbage. So why wouldn't garbage try to pull a controversial stunt?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a controversial stunt.
You know, and what's tripped out about it, this is the difference between back then and now. You know, when BDP did theirs and they had KRS-One mimicking the scene off that album and everything, where he was looking out the window, you know what I'm saying? That had a meaning behind it. I mean, it wasn't a disrespectful meaning, but if anybody that knows Boogie Down Production, KRS-One, you know, there was a meaning behind that. You know what I'm saying? What was the meaning behind her just using that picture and, you know, clowning like that? You know what I'm saying? it's a strange time we living in now, man. You know, a lot of shit is crazy in the game.
You say the meaning behind it, a lot of people don't really understand because that's a lot of years ago. So elaborate on it. It means that it's called by always means necessary, and they have songs on there like illegal business, stop the violence, you know. They actually had a track on it called by all means necessary, which is a poetry joint, I believe, but they were all relative to that title. And at the same time, he didn't just use the image. He posed the image himself to pretty much convey that he was saying that he would do it by all means necessary as well. So Nicki Minaj, I think, is just a whole slap in the face because you'd be like, is Malcolm a nigga? Is she a nigga? Or is you talking about some niggas in the window? Or are you talking about... It just doesn't make sense, especially that the family of his is still alive and the people that went through the struggle are still struggling. It's just a contradiction.
Yeah, and they really don't give a damn. She really did. Like I said, I'm more inclined to believe that whole thing was just like, you know, wrestling and shit, you know, publicity, you know, some fake phony shit, publicity, you know, get as many people on board and upset with it, and you know, do what you do. So
she tried to act like it had a deeper meaning, like later on it was gonna get exposed. It'd be like, I know what you meant. No, that's
that
never gonna make sense.
That was also bullshit.
That's
but
never
anyway, we are still checking in for OC to call in, but I'm gonna introduce y'all to some shit from Dinko back in the day, when he was with a widely popular group called LONS and Leaders of the New School. And this was the first joint that I heard off of that cassette, off of that CD. You know, they was class of 93, 94. So I'm going to hit y'all with this PTA joint, and then we're going to hit y'all back. So stay chill. Nod your head.
No.
Teachers, parents, and preachers, a principal and one
what they speak of. Can't touch her, I'll break the
border.
Yes, well, first one is a slaughter. I plead on my case, face to face. It was a waste, and everyone was in my show. Without me, guilty, you have 364 days of the taking the term.
Some nerves,
I felt dead, could be from pit. The head of the board, take the smith. As I walk out the room, I heard them say,
oh, no, man, oh, no.
It's just another case of that OPTA.
The case of the PTA, file number 347820-8842. Hey. Let's do the final countdown on the hit list for all of the grubby people. All the grubby people in the past
time. Yo, and just like that, we are back on the air. To this day, I still don't know what the fuck Charlie Brown was saying, man, at the end of that joint, man, to this day. Well, but we back, man, and we got the God OC in the building. He's on the air. My man, what's going on, man?
Peace, man. What's good, man? What's going on?
Man, you tell me, man. I'm so glad you got on the show, man. I was bothering the fuck out of you, man, on Facebook, man. But we ain't.
Nah, man. Thank you, man. Yeah. Like, the problem would be if somebody's not trying to get at you. That's the problem when people ain't checking for you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So let's get a background on you, man. You've been in the game, man, since what? What,
92. Well, 91. Okay. First joint I rocked on was Organized Confusion's Fudge Puds. You know what I'm saying? So that was like 91. 94 was my debut.
Okay. That was Word Life, right?
Mm-hmm. Word Life. Okay. Yes, sir.
I was reading, man, that the joint, Time's Up, man, that was initially a record for Pharoah Monk, man. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. Like, this brother, the Kid Prestige, who produced on the album, he later on became one of the hitmen for Puff. He looped up a joint maybe a year prior to me getting the deal. And he was always at Farrell's crib, you know, and at the time when I was living in Queens, me and Farrell lived across the street from each other, so we always frequent each other's houses. And he played the joint, you know what I'm saying, and it was just hypnotizing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they was working on I guess the Stress album.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The Extinction album. And I heard the joint and I was like, damn, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I basically hounded Munch for that beat for like a year. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I stole a cassette tape from him because he had it on a cassette tape. And then, you know, I got my deal. Search got the deal. You know, I was signed to Searchlight Music. You know what I'm saying? Me and Nas, we was both signed to MC Search. And once Search got the position at Wild Pitch EMI as president, you know what I'm saying, I was already working with Buck. And Buck found the sample. And it was history from there.
Yeah, man, that joint, like I was saying, man, my guy Divine, man, that joint, you go into any hip-hop club, man, and you put that on, man, like you said, it's hypnotic, man. You going to nod your head to that shit, literally. So
that's dope,
joint is a classic, man. Today,
it's a blessing, man.
Bounce off to that. You know, that's what's up, man. So you released a number of albums, man. You know, Jules came after that, then Bon Appetit.
Star Child.
You know, so you've been moving, man, for a minute.
Smoking Mirrors, I guess.
Yeah, Smoking Mirrors. I mean, as a whole in the catalog, I think I might be mistaken, maybe 14 albums.
You have to look that one up, yeah, but if you say that's like it is, man, you put out a lot of shit, man. You did some shit with AG and This Ray's got Facebook, man. And this joint right here with you and Ray, man, this is hot, man. I was gonna get into it. Yeah. And I got the other joint that you the one that you just got with Prince Polk that you were talking about on the page today. I just got that joint today, man. And that's
the smash joint on that Serum Animal Serum album Prince just put out. Yeah,
so you still doing it, man. You still grinding, man. What's up with some tours, man? You ain't doing no tours anytime soon or what?
Hopefully soon, but, you know, different day, man. Like, honestly, man, promoters is cheap as hell. You know what I'm saying? They want you to come out on, you know, Newports and Puma sweats. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I'm bugging. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, the overseas thing obviously is always popping. But I'd rather do what I do overseas back home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just feel like at the end of the day, people always talking this real hip-hop, blah, 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 real rap, real this, real that. You know, y'all got to start showing and proving. People got to start showing and proving, including the promoters, you know what I'm saying, and booking real good music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, in a venue overseas by myself, I do 2 hours easy, you know what I'm saying, just off the catalog. Probably off of 3 albums, you know what I'm saying, mixed up with different records. So, you know, I don't know what the excuse is, but, you know, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So if they want to book me, I'm around. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to have to talk about that, too.
How's that set up anyway? Is it like a name your price type of thing, or you guys have, like, website?
Nah, it's not even a – I mean, to be honest, man, like I said, at the end of the day, man, the promoters – not every promoter, but most promoters want to be the artist. Most promoters want to feel like they the artist. And it's like, yo, man, like, you know, if you're trying to book shows, you know, that thing is, well, you know, it's not going to make such and such at the door. You know, you got to go back to the grassroots. You can't get on Twitter. You can't get on Facebook. You can't get on just social media and promote a venue, you know what I'm saying, or promote a tour. You have to do this hands-on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I mean, we didn't have all of this 20, 30 years ago. So what's this, you know, it shouldn't be an excuse that, yo, you know, we might not pack them in. What are you doing shows for? You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I'm not charging nobody an arm and a leg, so it's not about the bread, you know what I'm saying? I see them booking, you know, not to just keep rambling on about this tour thing, but I see them booking the same acts over and over, and I'm not going to name no names, but, you know, I don't want to see somebody 2, 3, 4, 5 times in 1 year.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, man, because I see the same, well, here, you know, like I say, in Chicago, man, we got a little spot that, you know, we kick it out to, but you know, this one spot is notorious for booking the same act over and over and over, you know. I mean, I get it, you know, it's easy to do because y'all got a relationship or whatever like that, but at the same time, there's plenty of other artists out there that would like to get that shine. It ain't going to hit you in the pocket that I know for a fact that, you know, they would like to see. You know, yourself being one of them, man, you know, if we got you down here maybe at one of our little spots down here, man, I know for a fact Muzz would want to see OC, man. You know, we get OC, we get somebody else, you know, as a, you know, an opening act, man, and they'll pay to see it. But, you know, with the changing times, man, you know, it's like, you know, they try to make
it seem
like
blast, you're
trying to
try. I'm going to put Shrine, I'm going to put the Shrine on blast. They said I couldn't book it by myself. They said I can't pack the Shrine. So, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to them, but it's like, okay, you know, I got to put them on blast. I said, I can't pack your place. Cool.
I know who you're talking about, too. I know who told you that shit, too.
Not a problem.
That's the place I was,
you know what I'm saying?
About.
I mean, we did digging there a few years ago, you know, and we easily packed it, and we could easily pack, you know, that spot separately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like, wow. Like, I was a little disappointed, but I was like, cool. You know, I would love to be back in Chicago, but they said I couldn't tag it by myself. I said, okay.
And the
no
reason
problem.
Behind it, the reason behind that, see, the location of the shrine, I'm going to keep it real with you. The location of the shrine is on the south side, you know, south side of Chicago, like
right.
a little bit before you get to the hood. And, you know, they don't have no problems. You know, they ain't never had no fights up in there or nothing like that. But that
right.
crowd, I mean, I personally believe you were packed crowd. You know, they had Lord Finesse and Large Professor there. And motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
was there, and Large didn't even, you know, rhyme. He DJed.
Right.
So that being said, you know, if Large could get up in there and just DJ and pack it up, why can't OC pack it up? Because it ain't like you got no slouch catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I know who told you that bullshit. But the location of the shrine is one reason why he tried to use that. Now, if we book you, and it's sad to say it. Well, it ain't so sad to say it, but it's fucked up. If we would have booked you at a spot like Sub T's or it's another spot right across the street, Double Door,
mm-hmm.
they'd have made money hand over fist, man, because even though it's fucked up, white folks pay that guap. To come see
exactly,
hip-hop. You know they
exactly.
Pay
now, did I say more about that? Yo, like I said, I'm in Europe all the time, and I mean, you know, it's not a racial thing anymore, but you know, at the end of the day, you being in Europe, who you gonna be around? It's all white people, and they packing
yeah.
us
yeah.
in like they paying that guap. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, man, not to dog them because we did a digging show at the shrine, and it was crazy. But it's like, so y'all telling me I can't do this spot for Dolo? Okay. Wow, like, not a problem.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
You know,
and they was trying to lowball me. You know what I mean? It was like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and they ain't getting their cut. You know, I recently kicked it to them, like, last year around this time, and they had, you know, Redman, Keith Murray, EPMD all up in there, right? And they was charging, you know, they were saying it was packed, but, you know, they was doing some unscrupulous shit. You know, they was charging a different price at the door than what they suggested. So I know, you know, the merry-go-round that you went through with the place,
yeah.
and I understand perfectly the merry-go-round. And it's unfortunate that they, you know, wouldn't let you do, but, you know, they didn't have their hands in the pot because you would have packed that joint. I mean, I ain't holding
oh,
up.
I'm most definitely not even on no
me.
Ego shit. I already know. I already know
yeah.
what I would have did there. And I know the love I get out there. So it was just
yeah.
like, y'all serious, word, cool. You know what I mean? Not a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'll ride somewhere else, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to be in Chi-Town, but, hey, you know.
It's just finding the right motherfucking promoter, man. I'm actually glad you said that because I was – sitting here thinking about suggesting that to the same person that you dealt with, but now that I know that you dealt with him, you know, ain't no point in me even hollering at him. But there's other cats out here, man, that'll do it, man. Divine,
yeah.
you were getting ready to say something, man. What was on your mind,
D? People hitting me up right now saying, OC, is OC come to Chicago, word. They say it's a matter of promotion because songs, OC's catalog isn't getting exposed as the... Because when people hear these joints, they realize that this dude makes all these nostalgic, classic, straight-up hip-hop joints. And then they act like they forget once you start playing the sugar-coated music, that starts taking over. And then when it's time to get in touch with the artist, they act like they forgot what they just heard. You know what I mean? Because attention spans are short. So then you got these promoters. Promoters are working for people with short attention spans. So now you got this circle of idiocy going on, you know? And
promoter's job, not to cut you off, you know,
yeah.
for the most part, you know, you rarely find promoters anywhere who are in it, you know, wholeheartedly. I mean, it is a business, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, if Cat in the Hat is hot and I'm a promoter, I'm going to go with Cat in the Hat, you know what I'm saying? And long as you make that understood, you know what I'm saying, from the gate, then I can respect that. But don't ask me or you know, try to get at me about money and or tell me maybe I should do another project about, you know, just stupid shit like that. I really don't even, like, tolerate that with anybody, you know what I'm saying? And people, you know, I've turned down a lot of stuff just because people like, yo, well, maybe you should put out another project. And it's like, you know, I just put out Trophies last year. I didn't really tour on that project. I toured, but I didn't. So, and it just made me understand and realize it's a different day and time too, man, because, you know, projects don't have shelf life like they used to. So you have to keep putting out literally every 3 to 6 months, which that's not my movement. You know, if I can just give you music like that all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, but that's not quality for me. That's quantity.
Right.
Well, you know what? I mean, that you know, people try to make you accept the shit too, you know, but you shouldn't have to, you know, microtransaction yourself like that. You know, every 3 months you got to put out something else just to keep people aware of you. Because back in the day, like I said, Word Life, that album is solid. So people know that album. You could take years before, but motherfuckers will still remember you based off that one album because it was dope. And people don't put projects out like that no more. It's so micromanaged, and it's all about that flash money and shit, man. And that's why they have to keep coming out every 6 months, every 3 months or whatever with something different just to stay that word again relevant in the game. You know what I'm saying? So with an album put like this new joint, man, this EP you put out, that shit is dope. But I know about it. My man D know about it. But if the radio ain't playing it, and if you don't have outlets like this playing it, motherfuckers will never know. You know?
Yeah. I mean, so, man, radio was never an issue. Like, I never looked to radio, you know what I'm saying? But what I always explained to people was, you know, like I said, it's a different day and time. When I was coming up, it was college radio. Now, every major artist that's major or you know, an elder in the game or a vet in the game right now had to go through that channel. Like Jay, Big, Nas, Too Short, whoever. Any of them artists that I named wouldn't have made it big without college radio.
Yeah, the stretch
of
my
no mainstream. And, like, you had to get on college radio first.
Yeah.
You had to break college radio. If you ain't break college radio, you know, you wasn't, forget about mainstream, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, that outlet is just about dead.
It's
college
all
radio, man. Yeah. You know, but it's shows like this, man. You know, much love to the people that are out there still giving artists actual play. You know, when you think about all the music that's created every year, not even half of it is introduced. You know, you find it by accident. You know,
mm-hmm.
On top of the shit that's overseas that you never hear, you know, the remixes that you never hear. So, it's a fucked up game, man. You know.
I feel bad, man. Like for the States, because you know it's so commercialized here. It's just like, you know, it's all but it can be washed up. You know what I'm saying? This shit could be typhooned, man. You know what I'm saying? And it'll never come back. Whereas, like I said, you know, my bread and butter is overseas. I don't do shows here.
They love over there.
Yeah,
they
like they appreciate the art. You know what I'm saying? And they pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas here, you know, they're not. You know, it's a disposable art, like Master Ace said. It's disposable arts. You know what I'm saying? You know, what have you done for me lately? When you just as hot as your last joint, and you know, I choose not to even play that game out here. So, you know, some people think, you know, yo, you still rocking, and it's like, yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean? I'm on my 14th record, like, you know what I'm saying? They like, yeah, but no, you know, for people who are not diehards and just not hip hop heads, you know what I mean? The average person you walk up to on the street say they rap, so you know you have more rappers than fans. You know what I mean? And it's just a different ball game, man. Like, you know, grandma raps in the grocery store. Like,
I actually said that. I actually said that I posted it in one of my hip hop, you know, social groups, and a lot of guys agreed that I was like, OC was the rapper's rapper. He trained so many other rappers to go hard like that, Logic was just saying about the crediting you for the Time's Up joint. The Time's Up was like, it was like such a brutal truth that it opened the gates for rappers to be like, oh, you know what, I need to go in and start actually getting, because, you know, battle raps was like in a cypher. That was like a battle rap on a classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was my truth. You know what I'm saying?
It was
my opinion, my perspective. Because everybody has their own opinion, but
in the line, just not meaning to cut you off, just to say mm-hmm. what you're lying for. I know where you live. That is hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's the truth,
it's like,
man.
Yeah, it's like
I know a couple of your favorite rappers, man. That it's like, yo, you know, I said, my thing ain't into exposing people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, dogs, like, you know, when I wrote that joint, you know, it's some dudes y'all know, and y'all be surprised that I drew from real life. Like, these dudes is soft, you know what I'm saying? And they fronting.
Man,
but, you know, like I said, it's not my thing to name names, and I don't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
man, hats off for the way that record came off, man. It was to the point where I even mentioned that the acapella was studied. You know what I mean? Because it was
mm-hmm.
released with an acapella, and that was
mm-hmm.
that was different too. As far as it gave a treat for DJs, it also gave a treat for the MCs who were studying the vernacular and pattern, and
mm-hmm.
that ended up setting the stage for everyone to start purchasing the OC catalogs. And before you know it, it became like this underground thing to have the OC in the catalog. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But you wasn't catching it on your daily radio rotation because of different labels sometimes. I would pick up your albums and it would be different labels, and I don't know if that affected your ability to keep things.
Well, no, it's about a lottery, man. Like, you have to be – they pick and choose, you know what I'm saying? You have to be chosen in the music business and – you know, a lot of people, you have to sell something. You know what I mean? Because we're in the business of selling music, selling records. But, you know, there's levels to that. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, what are you willing to do to reach that next level? And, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't trying to sell my soul to go to that next level. You know, it's a soul-selling business. You know what I'm saying? It takes a piece of your soul. You're giving people a part of you when you make music and putting stuff on wax, but it's levels to that. You can go to different degrees in the music business, but what are you willing to give up?
That's what's up.
How do people get in touch with OC as an artist?
Huh?
How do people get in touch with OC as an artist if they wanted to start taking it in their own hands to promote instead of just trying to wait for these venues to make it happen?
I mean, you know, I really just started doing the Facebook in the past 2 years. You know, OC the Phenomenon on Facebook, the Twitter page, the Real Old Sizzle. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really feeling this whole social media thing out, man, because my anonymity is everything to me. Like, you know, I don't want people to feel like, you know, that's giving a lot up when you on Facebook, when you on Twitter and all that. But if you still want to be, you know, relevant and a part of the game or even just performances and stuff like that, you either got to have a manager or you got to be heavy and hard body into this social media network. And I'm transferring, you know, I'm doing the transition from the analog to digital, put it like that. So, I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook. If you have serious inquiries, want to get at me, you know, get at me about shows, go on my Twitter, go on my Facebook, find me, make it a task.
Word. That's what's up, man. So that's how we find him, my man on Twitter, you know, Facebook, man. Aside from this, the EP, man, when's the new album coming out, man?
I'm actually working on some stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm glad people feeling the record. I gotta bust the bubble on it. The record is 5 years old. You know, I did a project with somebody 5 years ago. If you listen to the song, Breaking All the Rules, you know what I'm saying? I said a line where I said something about being 38 and I have no problem. You know what I'm saying? That was four or five years ago. So the record was done 4 or 5 years ago. So for all these cats that's making music, if this shit ain't timeless, people, you know what I'm saying, it won't shine through like that. It won't come across like that. I'm making timeless music. So I'm letting y'all know the record was done 5 years ago.
Sure. Well, the album is dope, man. 5 years ago or not, man, YMI is getting constant play, man. Hey, James, D, hold it down for me for a second. I got a call, man. 1 second, man.
Okay. I got people asking how to get at you about submitting tracks to you. I don't know if you solicit for music.
Same thing. Go on my Facebook, go on my Twitter, and let's take it from there. You know what I'm saying? But
serious inquiries only. I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, business, like you said.
We back. We got my girl Red in the building, man. She finally made it on the show, man. We got a lot of hosts on here today, so we just
Indeed.
Trying to make it happen, man.
Indeed.
What's up, guys?
So, OC, man, we're going to let you slide out, man, because I know it's like 10 o'clock where you at right now, man, and we're going to get into some more music, man. But I want y'all to know, man, this gentleman, man, he was a humble dude, man, because he didn't think he was a legend. You know what I'm saying? And I get what he was saying, you know, Rakim, Slick Rick, all them legends, man. But you've earned your place, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
So if you don't feel like you're a legend, man, I'm telling you, you're a legend, man. Whatever that means to you, you're a legend, dude. You timeless, dude. So,
thanks,
I mean, you're still out here
doing it. You're definitely an artist that's respected by legends. So that's beyond a lot of people's accomplishments ever in life.
Yeah, that's I don't even know how to. That's crazy to me, man, when I hear that. Like, you know, I'm just humbled. You know what I'm saying? I'm very humbled and I'm blessed and I'm a fan of the music and I'm glad people are fans of what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fan first. I didn't get into the game as an artist. I came into the game. I approach the game as a fan, and I'm still a fan. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like I say, man, I appreciate you sliding through here, man, and I appreciate what you did for the show, man, because like I say, I've talked to a lot of people and stalked their ass out and begged and pleaded, man, like, dude, come on the show, man, just slide on, and I appreciate it. I thank the fans for going to your page, man, and convincing you to come too, man. So,
that's
I'm thankful you here, man. You know what I'm saying? I wanted you here, and I'm glad you came.
I'm happy that you got at me. I'm happy y'all got at me. I'm happy to talk to y'all. Hope this ain't the last, you know what I'm saying, last conversation we had, last interview.
Oh, no.
You know, and I'm here, man. I'm around. As long as I'm breathing and as long as I'm rocking, you know what I'm saying, I just caught some new people, some new friends, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love.
Oh, for sure. Man, we going to get you out here, man. I got a couple of people I can call, man. We ain't got to fuck with the shrine, man. But I know we get your ass at the double door, it's going to be something that night. So we're going to let you bounce, man. And we're going to go into this new YMI, this five-year-old joint, but it's still hot. And
nice.
We'll be back. Now,
Jay. All right.
We're going to take our time with this shit, man.
Everything is going wrong, not by and by. And everything is going wrong, not by and by. wrong. Sometimes you just gotta pause, huh, and take a deep breath. Cry and talk to get it off your chest, or even say to yourself, God bless. A negative flex can turn into a mess. Medicine man, yo Ray, like that. I need calm in me right about now. The way things are, I feel a bit foul, a bit grimy, but that's not my style. Sorta like me against the world. Way past Trump, now it's time to call Earl, making it rain for them go-go girls. All smiles, showing my raw pearls. Dizzy spells, maybe a bad e-pill. Pass the patch, wishing for a refill. Fan of G-O-D, not evil. But it's here, there won't be no sequel. Why am I? Why am I? Why am I? If nothing's troublesome, feeling free as a youngin' chewing bubblegum. Why am I on a high cloud nine? Me and mine see the sign, read between the lines. Even without a dime, it wouldn't make a diff. Life's like a skit, you record in the mix. Magazine ops got you posing for a flick. Fed reserve notes make a show for the chicks. And when it's gone, a loss or will you cross? So what would you do for a Klondike boss, huh? Ice cream, nighttime dream. Lights in the tunnel, voices saying my name. There's a limit, I won't go for fame. Yet I match it out like fizzy woman is main. Pleasure and pain, I need them both. Keep me close for the new year coming, here's a toast. Why am I? Can cause confusion. A little blues, huh? Joy, pain. This is a good book. Flip the page. Look for the next chapter. Free your mind. Get caught up in the rapture. Sip a glass of Shiraz and lay back. Like you're in a Maybach. Reclined on your way back from.
Connect Beats. Dinko, let's go. Hip hop, I'm about it. Been in it for a minute like a lieutenant. I paid mad dues to begin it and win it. With my word, maybe you run for Senate. DJ, play the beat, yo, spin it.
Most definite.
While I choose the verse to spray like an Uzi. Move the crowd without using when I say, you say, do pay specs. I'm getting vexed. It's doomsday. I'm dropping bars into the earth. DJ, I slay. Get the sharpness with no delay. It's straight, but I'm not parquet. Going down like some fresh OJ. In the month of May, I shine bright like the sun rays. So you obey. I rip raw. Y'all saw this never before. Under cover with the claw, I sabotage it all. Violate the law, put the tool to your maw. On your cranium and all, for yapping at your jaw. The black, you get faded, physical penetrated. Living's created to have a terminated, terminated. I'm mad animated, spitting the writtens when I'm frustrated. It's hard for me to get situated, never constipated. Whenever I'm concentrated, I release the beat. Having enemies sedated, lyrics is underrated. Yet, it's suffocated in the battle. Most die, very few have made it. Mind intertwined, variating kind. Check up on us and you'll find, we're steady blowing minds. Open up your blinds, see the language made of signs. Telling you to get prepared for the last days and times. It's the flavor of the day, flavor of the week, flavor of the month, flavor of the year, the flavor of the decade, the flavor of the century. It's the flavor of this here millennium G.
Hey, if the level of the party's at a point to make note, don't forget the message of the music, mind slow. Not a long time ago, the line was drawn out the door. So don't talk about it, be about it. They say the first one to smell it is the one that farted. Peace to all dearly departed, we're merely melodic. Played like an instrument that's musically charted. I sling flame, connect change, so it's not strange. Foreign language teacher from the east of black pain. I see game, washed away in all of the pain. By a long island stretch to the shore, fresh stain. I spotted ink, blotted and dropped and think. Re-op my last stop, a new mission must sink. In your head's link, allow the service of transmission. All lines are connected, download and listen.
Listen, listen. Mind is intertwined, variating kind. Check up on us and you'll find we're steady blowing minds. Open up your blinds, see the language made of signs. Telling you to get prepared for the last days and times. There's a flavor of the day, flavor of the week, flavor.
flavor of the month, flavor of the year, the flavor of the decade, the flavor of the century. It's the flavor of the 10 millennium G.
Let this nigga know he's still not equivalent. Rock with him, then knock hit him, I drop stick him. Stop listening, plot thickin', you hot chicken. In hot kitchen, with pots missing, I'm wild fishing, yacht fishing. Stop sipping, I jot diction. And these themes, your lead scene, the beast schemes. I keep green, rich in a sheep's cream. You should hang it up and try to do the damn thing before you fuck around and pull another hamstring.
Intelligent.
left line sinks in, back comes her return. No fool, you getting jerked, no hands you hurt. I'm all stating you love you just like the town flirt. Get the text right and read it wrong. When we out for the night, you know it's all night long. Cause the secret sort of flows, that hits you like some blows. I'm right and the left, now you leaking out your nose. Don't be speaking unless you chose. We teaching at these shows. We keep it so official, we got badges we can show.
Yo, sorry for that abrupt cut off, but that's how it ended. man, that joint was a freestyle by Dinko D and Methuselah. Then the one before that was Dinko D and LV, Last Days. Hit you with that Ray West and OC, YMI. And I hit you with the Black Crowes, man. I mean, the White Crowes. I keep calling them Black Crowes and shit. But it's the White Crowes, man, sometimes with that Moni Love up in there, man. And that's Mr. Long and Roz Kaiser and Moni Love, man. So, yeah, we hit y'all with some gems tonight, man. I got a few more later on, man, but we're going to hold tight and see if my man Dinko going to get in. He running a little bit late, but if he don't get him this week, we'll get him next Wednesday. Ain't no biggie. We just had the God OC up in here, so that was good, man. I ain't even tripping. I still got plenty of music. I cut it down, man. Normally, I had like 30 joints, and you know how I do, Red, man. I had like all these fucking these songs, and I can't play all the shit, man, because we run out of time, man. So I got some shit. How's the theme song coming? You still working on theme song or what?
Yeah, hopefully I will have it to you before next show. Yeah.
Do take your time, perfect it. Take your time.
Yeah, I can tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, take your time, man. What's going on down there? Y'all still flipping and sliding or what?
Nah, we dry. Today it was like 60 degrees.
Shut up, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got up there. We got 40, but now I'm sitting here waiting for the rain to come out. What kind of shit is that in February, man, a thunderstorm?
Yeah, that's how we had it. That's global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's finest.
Divine, you back with us, man, or you MIA? Okay, he MIA. He'll be back. But, yeah, man, I went outside today and fucking snow was melting. And, they've been talking about it for the last 2 days, and we're supposed to get a thunderstorm out here, man. I'm like, the world is going to hell, man. We about to die in this bitch. Because all this damn snow and shit, and, we got like 52 inches all together. You know what I'm saying? Serious. We got 52 inches all together. You know, and this is just February, we still got March. Normally, for Chicago weather, for y'all that don't get to get this shit, November, we've been having that global warming shit, the season, we've been in the 50s and the 40s and stuff, and we don't get no snow. Around December, that's when the snow hit. Then January, we get snow and fucking freezing below temperatures, and then February, we get freezing below temperatures. Well, the shit done changed, and we got hit now with just snow. And then we had them 3 days where, the polar vortex ate our ass up, So now, we got a big-ass mountain of snow in front of my crib, and then it's like, where's this shit going to go? And then they talking about rain, so now I got to sit here and be kind of petrol and shit. And make sure that my fucking basement doesn't flood again because, I got to sit and watch that shit. This would be the third time I had to deal with it, So and that doesn't normally come until April and May, when we get the rain and shit, So no telling what's getting ready to come in April and May, with this rain. So
hopefully nothing.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, but I'm starting to disbelieve because I say to say I'm shocked, but I'm just like, man, you know, it's going to be a thunderstorm, man. Where's all this water and stuff going to go, you know?
I'd rather say a thunderstorm, because that little inch of snow we had shut the whole city down. So I'm just like, oh, okay, well,
yeah.
I think I was off work all week.
Y'all had mugs camped out in the stores and shit, and everybody took all the bread and all the water.
Yeah, that
all
shit
the
was
peanut
weird.
Butter.
Yeah, some of all the non-perishables. I'm like, wow, is it finna end? What's going on?
Right. And what was fucked up about it, man, was the way, the way they had it set up, where it looked like, you know, Walking Dead, you know, because you know how they got the scene, you know, where the car's leaving and they all stranded, and then the other side is just blank, and then it looked like that. You know, y'all was out there fucked up. You literally thought it was the apocalypse down there, man. Y'all had motherfuckers sleeping in stores and all type of shit.
At schools, churches.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? Look, y'all down there with 2 inches, we up here with motherfuckers 7 or 8. Gone.
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm like, they was out there panicking. One of the cats, man, this cat I deal with, man, he got pissy. Man, I don't know if you saw my page, man, but he got pissy because they was going in on the Southerners down there. He got mad at the motherfucker. He's denouncing all Northerners. The South will rise again. I'm like, no, they won't, motherfucker. Not that 2 inches of snow. Y'all motherfuckers sliding all up in there, man. But like you said, that's global warming, man. That's global warming. You know, and people don't want to talk about that. But, yeah, that shit is real. That shit is real.
Yeah, now it's going to be what's going to happen now. I don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, like I said, if you know like I know, it is what it is. Oh, here my man go. Naja Head Radio, who's speaking?
Yo, this is Dinko.
What's up, man? What's going on with it, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How you?
I'm doing all right, man. I was getting worried for a second. I'm like, oh, where the brother at? I was getting worried, man. So, what's going on, man? What's going on in the world of Dinko, man? I see you still out there doing shows.
Right now, doing some music, man. I'm at a rehearsal, actually, right now for a show I got to do with Fred the Godson, a group I'm working with called the Biggies, a couple of cats, Pillsbury, a couple of Long Island, some nice dudes out here that's doing it right now. So that's where I'm at right now.
That's what's up, man. I was trying to find some joints, man, from you. I was looking for you to send me some tracks, man, so I couldn't find them. So I had to go to YouTube, man. I found some.
Yeah, the Radiation. Did you get the Radiation joint?
Yeah, I ain't even played it yet, man, but I did play that joint with you and LV. That joint with you and Methuselah, man. Y'all took the gangsta beat, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Good looking, bro. Good looking.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I went looking, man, and I was like, damn, I can't find too much on it, really. You had live shows, man. I was trying to get that other joint you had posted up on the page, man. It was a posse cut you did. I can't remember the name of it right now, but that shit was dope, too, but I couldn't download it, man. I didn't have it on YouTube.
So I
had to work with what I had, man. I had to work with what I had. You know, and of course, I blessed them with the classics, man, you know, the L-O-N-S joints and everything. So, you know, how that go. So we can't, you know, leave that out. So, I mean, man, what else is going on with Dinko, man? I know you did a show
just,
a couple
just
of years
ago. Just doing new music, new projects, man. Just new music, man. You know what I'm saying? Traveling, doing shows, that's it.
You overseas doing anything?
Nah, I don't really do overseas.
Okay. Well, you know, got to get in where you fit in, man. Tell us, what can we expect, man? When you going to drop this album?
I'm going to just keep putting out music, man. I'm just keep putting out songs. I'm not really concentrated on the album. I got projects and songs that eventually evolve into something that, you know what I'm saying, we could package and sell and it'd be good, man, you know. So we got it going on. Right now, it's just about the song, man. It's just concentrating on making good songs, man. You know, timeless songs.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. So we could basically pick some of these joints up on iTunes or whatever, right? Or you got a site?
Yeah,
you can go
you'll
to?
Find it on iTunes, if not free. You know what I'm saying? Most of it will be free for now. You know what I'm saying? Just come to the shows. The shows is where you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was just on the Hip Hop Gods tour with Schoolie D, Public Enemy, and Only Love. You know what I'm saying? And
Make it out here to the show, man, at the House of the Blues? At the House of Blues? Because I missed that one, man. I heard that was a dope show, man. That was a dope clue.
Yeah.
I missed
great.
That one, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was up there with PE and stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. If anybody wants to catch up with you, man, like I said, I chase their ass down on Facebook. So,
right,
there
Facebook,
any other
Twitter, Dinko D, D-I-N-C-O-D. You know what I'm saying? Dinko D, leaders of the new school.
Okay. You still keep in contact with Milo and Charlie?
Yeah, I'm in contact with everybody, man. I talk to everybody.
So y'all going to do a collabo or something? You and Charlie? I know I saw
Yeah, we got something in the works. Me and Brown got some music. I'm going to send you some of that. You know what I'm saying? And then we're talking about doing some new leader stuff. So, you know, hopefully everything evolves nice. Yeah, of course.
What about the rap stuff? I heard a cut with Rob Flow. Dinko, you had a cover.
What happened?
You had a cover Rob Flow called I Know Something.
Oh, with my boy Rob Flow, yeah.
Yeah, man, I can't find that stuff. Can't find the stuff you did with the...
Go on the Mixcloud. I got it on the Mixcloud, man. That joint is on the Mixcloud, on the mixtape. Dinko D 2012 mixtape.
The Incorporated mixtape?
Yeah, the Incorporated mixtape.
Okay, we're
okay,
like
yeah, I looked
that one up, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a banger. Yeah, I got music out there, man, so you know what I'm saying? But I'm just traveling, hitting these shows, man. Just, you know, there's still places out there to get this good music, man, and gotta make it happen.
Yeah, it was a little rumor, man, floating around that you, Chris Lowe, and Sidex was gonna
that was out in Connecticut.
Man.
Yeah. Treacherous
what happened
Grief.
With that? What happened with that?
It was just a song we put out together, man. Nothing really happened with that. We never really performed it together, nothing. But that was just a song we collabed on.
Yeah, that shit was
dope,
man.
Chris Lowe, he put that together.
That shit was dope, man. Yeah, I'm glad, man, you still, you know, doing little things. Now, I wish you put an album together, man, but...
Yeah,
it's coming, man,
but it's just going to be right, man. I'm going to just put out good music, man, and just, you know, see me live, you know what I'm saying? Get these shows.
That's what's up. We ain't going to keep you, man. I know you in rehearsals and shit, man. I appreciate you.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all, man, for checking in with me, man. I appreciate the love,
man.
And I'm going to get y'all all the new joints, all the exclusive new music, man. The shit I got is crazy. It's crazy.
Yes,
so,
man, hit me up. You got the email, man, and I got your number, man, so I know how to catch up with you.
I will shoot you those immediately.
Man, we'll have them ready for the next show, man. Keep up with us, man. We keep up with you, too, man. We're going to let you fly, though, Dink.
Yo, no doubt. I'll hit y'all, man. One.
Peace. Yo, that was the legendary Dinko D in the building, man. You know, my man.
Dinko.
He called in. You know, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. I didn't want to hit him with a bunch of leaders of the new school shit, man, because that's a touchy subject and shit. But he cool peoples, man. Like I said, I appreciate both of them cats calling in, man. OC, Dinko, all of them, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's the service that we provide for y'all, man. Like I say, next week, we're going to try to slide Smooth B up in here, maybe Jazzo. Talk to that brother, man, to see what's going on with him. Talk to Smooth B, see what he got cooking. You know what I'm saying? You got to love the social networks, man. It's made it so much easier, man, to connect with these guys, man. You know, the ones that do want to talk. Because a lot of them really don't want to talk, man. You know?
Hell no.
Man.
You're like, what you want?
Look, you remember what happened with motherfucking Keith Murray, drunk ass.
Oh, yeah.
That
I don't know what that
drunk
is.
I don't know what
he
happened with him.
Kept saying the same shit over and over.
Yeah, man. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. My man Divine, you still that dude? You all right? You straight?
I'm all right. I said it down for a second. I was laughing at you all when you said Keith Murray.
Oh, man, you should have been there for that show, man. That shit was funny, man. He was high that night, bro. Another funny guy we had on here, MC Shan, that motherfucker was drunk. That show was funny. He was drunk as hell, and he was angry.
he was.
That dude was fake.
He was funny. He wasn't mad at us, though, but it was just funny, man. Like I said, we had Booty Brown on the show, man, from the Far Side, and that motherfucker was angry and shit, man. It's a lot of good talent. I really didn't get to touch on a lot of shit with Dinko, man, because, like I say, when they be pressed for time, man, they be pressed for time. You know what I'm saying? We'd have motherfuckers call us in the car. You know, we had a Fredro call, man. This motherfucker talking on the phone, driving and shit, man. You know, yelling out orders and shit, you know.
Yeah.
So we have some fun times on the
train, too.
Yeah, motherfuckers on the train and shit. We talked to my man from Freestyle Fellowship and Black Silver, you know what I'm saying? And he was on the train or the bus, one of the motherfuckers, man. But that's how we get down on the show, man. I mean, you know, yeah, it's a lot of explicit language, a lot of motherfuckers and bitches and hoes and shit. But we still try to bring you quality stuff, man. And I'm going to keep it moving with the music, man. You know, I, like I said, my man B was like, dude, that motherfucker's dope right there is dope. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of shit that I, like, one Dinko joint was dope, man. He's like, you found a lot of shit on YouTube that was never released. The motherfucker that I want on this show, man, and he's got some stories for your ass, and I just want y'all to hear this shit. My man Domingo, producer extraordinaire, man. If you don't know who the fuck Domingo Beats is, look that cat up, man. He got a Facebook page. This motherfucker got some stories for your ass about the old dirty bastard fighting, pissing on LL Cool J's golden record and shit. He got some stories, man, for you, man. And I'm going to try to get him on the show, man. I want to get him to get Cool G Rap on here too, man, and talk to that brother, man. Like I say, man, this is Nod Your Head Radio. We got Big Red, Office Hours 9 to 5. She on the air. We got my new guy, Divine. Sometimes I slip out and I get a government name, y'all. Don't take it personal and shit, but
yeah.
I'd be excited. I slip up and
about
to go. Yeah.
You're doing good.
Like, right, you know what I'm saying? I flip. I'm human. I'm I can have error, you know. But
it'll never be his government name. But
oh man, look, I got a fucked up ass name. I got stuck with Sean. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got Jay Z's motherfucking name. You know what I'm saying?
The top P hip hopper's got the name Sean.
Hey. Speaking of which, where the fuck is Little Sean at, man? Anybody got a link on that motherfucker? Where is he at?
Man, all he wanted was Higgy's on his neck.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He MIA and can't nobody find Craig Mack. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, where's Twin Hype at? Where the fuck is that?
Twin Hype are locked up.
I didn't know that.
King Shamik, you gotta get in contact with their DJ, King Shamik. I think he'd break it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did the Steady B and Steady B shit. They got locked up and shit. And Cool C.
Yeah. Oh, man, they get out of there, right?
Cool C is on death parole or something. I mean, on death row or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I think he's on death row or something.
Jose Nacho. Speaking of government, this thing should be.
Yes, well, we got some more music we gonna play. I'm trying to see what I can throw out here. And why the hell is D calling me, man? I'm on the air, motherfucker. Why are you calling me? Call the show. I got some more music I'm gonna play, and we gonna go. Let me see who am I throw out today. You know what? We forgot about last week. I didn't get a chance to represent for Jay Dilla. You know, he passed away.
Oh, yeah. And, that was the anniversary.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to represent. I'm looking for the song now. Fife put out a little song, and he got a video out called Dear Dilla. Did I put it on here? I know I put it on here. I ain't going crazy. Let me search for it. I know it's on here. There he is, Dear Dilla. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to hit y'all with this Dear Dilla, and we'll be back left, 24 minutes left in the show, and we shall return. Nod your head.
Dilla Dog, had a dream about you, fam. It's 2005. We in the same hospital room. You on one side, I'm on the other. I'm stressed out. But what gave me motivation is you pulling out that MP and banging out some bangers as usual. Nothing ever fazed you, fam. And for that, I miss you. Forever.
Try to reach these, depends what their hands like. Sewer rats want mean cheese, call me Splinter Vanderite. Slick Rick, quick pick, playing strategic. Flip a lick, dip sick, laying until I read it. Problems are small and made to be solved, that's true glory. When I'm involved, it's all big business, true story. Was 50 angles with true fellas to shine with me. Strictly Kangles, new eras in 5950s. Killing with the linen, rocking the matching fedora. Chilling in Yemen, swimming with dolphins in Bora Bora. Good food for your sexual appetite. Ma, here's a hood groove, blessing just for acting right. Lapping up your kitty pop, happy with my strong arm. Poppy had a ditty bop, long before Sean John. Forever spicy like jalapenos and Texas tea. Never been like me to dumb it down, going extra sweet. I'm straight funk like Lava D Apollo. Earthquake, your trunk making you ride that Rollo. Shaking your shoulders, shaking through the city. Mommy shaking with a girlfriend, shaking a little titty. Hands up, cool, respectfully nasty. Pose and stand up, do you be blessed. If you ask me, your ex will stay next. Keeping it wavy, wavy. You know every time I come through, it's crazy. Didn't want to do it to them, but they made me. Wavy, wavy.
Feeling good, looking good, staying good.
Look at that. You ever got bathed in Brazil by two bad bitches that'll make time still? The opportunity hawker, you stuck on the pavement. You take the road to slavery, your name is no imprint. Shit, I didn't envy. Know how to find an angle though, let a dollar dangle. No spectacular, more lives than Dracula. Ad shows, you get exposed. Keep all your ex-holes, Jesus won't roll stone away. Come to my going away, I'm back on the bird to a land you never heard. Where's passport? Land dweller, hand-to-hand seller, not God. Riding wave if you down with this hoe. We hitting blogs, need a blog, freak a flyer. South of France in the summertime is fire. You party off the flyer, same old lane. Lord God gave us foreign box in the croissant. In Euro, the God is in Euro. Wavy, wavy. You know every time I come through it's crazy. Didn't want to do it to them, but they made me. Wavy, wavy.
Yeah, formula, y'all. No, no formula, y'all. I just travel, yo. Keep myself right, mentally, physically. Oh, you know what it is. I'm all over. You ask where I'm at, I'm all over. Passport stamp. Let them know, bro.
Out here we still are, keeping it wavy. Lacking substance. Too many cats. Why do they? The grit. Everyone seems to claim. Bullshit it is. Bragging and popping shit is all they do.
Say it again.
I run my household, Thirst.
Let it know.
Get your shit under control.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up, nerds? You know you've been waiting for this shit. Killing man, the beat nuts, nigga. Thursday, finally, right? Chevere nice, nigga. Word. I'm liquid, 6-inch, funky piano. Dump on you niggas till I'm done with the ammo. Fly, nigga, kill him wherever I land, though. Fuck you, I have money, stick a dick in the camel. Old dirty spit, rubber grip on the handle. It's your birthday? Nice, have my shit on your candle. 6 foot, mommy said this nigga's a handful. Now I'm Jewel, make a hit with a banjo. We couldn't count all the bitches I ran through in the hotel, fucked up, drinking the shampoo. Twisting up the gray from the bamboo. She blowing me, you know she gotta do what a fan do, bitch. You show love, you do what he can do. Bullshit, I'm looking for a reason to slam you. Hit everybody and everything brand new. Yep. Beware, it's the skeleton and his man Joe.
Where your chick at? I think she got kidnapped. Yeah. She right here with us, we about to strip that. She heard beat nuts like the lit cat. And all these niggas I don't know need to give back. If you ain't one of the team, get the fuck out the way when I'm in front of the screen.
Back up, back up.
New shit for the masses. Shorty's bad, we sucking shit out the asses. Drink licks out of glasses. Smoke blunts and whips, then flick out the ashes. Any beat cycle smashes, guaranteed satisfaction. I'm cashing out in the middle of a massive drought. Overdose on this till I'm passing out. Then wake up and do it again. We barbecue and bring you and your friends.
Beat smoke, weed smoke. Lick nuts plus me, Mr. Puerto Rico. Face not gon' laugh, whole body inked up. Box low patch, hood status savage. Not believe old crib and the project still got the keys. Brownsville, Miami fam. This shit about skills and panty plans. Skydive fly on the runway, parachutes loose, animal untamed, alcoholic haunted hatches and hornets, castle in the sky trying to manage the mortgage. Hoop dreams, hummers, hoop thieves, hoochies, huddle, who's he? I'm thirsting, how would it serve? Cranberry collar, scotch on my shirt, top dollar honors, proud of my work. I rape this beat and fondle the verse.
Gangsters don't dance, we got guns in our pants. You can look me up and down, but this is your last chance. I'ma tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. J-Rock, hit me up on Bluetooth. Hey yo, J-Rock, what the fuck is happening? I tried to move the sweeter, but I just couldn't adapt to them. Beautiful people, beautiful people. Had an ugly ass past, but they couldn't adapt to Rico. Say what?
First in Howell the third with his weapon drone. Sapo wapo, hablo malo when I'm walking with a bottle. Matando, matando, único trabajo. Street legend credit, edits corrected. My gun and my mic both made records. Que sería hip hop sin el pecador, vamos.
Yo, and we back. That was Thurston Howell the third with the lit nuts, consisting of the alcoholics and the beat nuts. Beautiful people. Hit y'all with the Dear Dilla. Man, I got gems for you, man. That's all I can say, man. I got music for y'all, man. That's all I can say. Hit y'all with that new Prince Poe and Sadat X, Wavy. Man, that should be coming out soon. That album should be out. As a matter of fact, either sometime this week or next week, man. But like I say, it's a stable album, man. I got a few more joints for y'all tonight, but I'll probably play this No Competition later on and at the end of the night. But, yeah, that's what's up, man. Nod your head. So, sounds like Manny Fresh and Birdman talking about getting back together again and, trying to bring the big timers back. I hope he paid him his money. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that, man. Must be going to war, man, with these producers and not want to pay. You know what I'm saying? They sit over there. Y'all need to learn from this, too, man. Stop sending your fucking beats and shit. And then thinking, I'm gassing you up to pay you and shit. And then all they do is just reproduce the damn shit. And then y'all like, I'm suing. You know what I'm saying? Stop sending your beats like that, man. Manny was influential, through 2000s, man, with the big timers and all of them, man. And Birdman, he bent a lot of them cats up, man. He bent a lot of them over, and fucked a lot of them. So, he only kept, Lil Wayne. The rest of them, Juvenile. All of them was, man, faded away into obscurity, man. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Tonight we had OC on the show, and we had Dinko on the show. And I just want to say this was a pretty good show. I mean, I ain't even going to trip. We had some good ones, and we had some bad ones, Also, we introduced it. I keep saying introduced. I can't talk no more, man. I don't understand this shit. But anyway, we introduced a new DJ to the show, my man Divine. So in days when I'm not here or Red not here, I'm sure he can handle the show, I'm sure Red can handle the show, when she ain't smoking that weed.
got me a 40 and
I could probably handle it better than
yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, if y'all handle it anyway, better than y'all did down there with that snow, goddammit, you can't win the show.
anything's better than that.
Yeah, damn. Where y'all handle that snow down there, you can't run the show.
It's like we got a whole plate full of snow down here.
And what's fucked up, your ass from the side, so I know you better not have been out there spinning around. You from Aurora.
I told you I jumped the shoulder. I wasn't going to be sitting there with the rest of them fools. Uh-huh.
See, and everybody followed your ass, too.
Right.
Man.
Follow me. I'll get there.
So how you feel about this Michael Dunn case, man, and the young man that got shot in Florida, man? They got him on three charges, but they didn't get him on the murder charge. Now, regardless, he's still doing 60 years with the attempted murder charges, you know. But how could you not find him guilty of murder?
How is it attempted murder if he killed somebody?
You're talking about
exactly.
Florida? Man, you're talking
yeah,
about
the Michael Dunn.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, I'm saying when you're talking about Florida, you're talking about a whole different perspective on registering votes and all that stuff happened in history. So you got to think these are the same people that make up the majority. So the politics are based on those same kind of rules, like hey. He didn't have this, or they didn't have that, or technicality, and all of those different rules that change the final judgment.
But
I mean,
how does it
I
get to the point where it's attempted murder and he killed
right.
somebody? He murdered him.
Right.
How is it attempted? You didn't attempt, you did.
He's not coming back. There ain't no attempted. You killed him, period.
Right.
You attempted to kill him, and you killed him. So how did they get... And see, me, this is just my personal feeling.
I mean,
the man pulled up. He heard some bumping beats. He ain't like the shit. He wanted to hear some Elvis or some shit. He yells at teenage black boys, turn that shit down, or could you please turn that shit down? Instead of minding your own fucking business and pumping your gas and getting the fuck on, you yelling at teenage boys, and then when they tell you to fuck off, you shoot at the car? Then after you shoot at the car, you drive off? Right, he drove the fuck off. He just drove off, went to the hotel, and chilled like nothing happened.
Yeah, order
never
the
mind
pizza.
That you, yes. Never mind that you may or may not have killed somebody. You know what I'm saying?
And the vote was like 9-3 or something like that. Something ridiculous number.
But, I mean, that they had – me personally, I just think they threw something out there because they had to because they didn't want Florida to the fuck up. You know, they already let Zimmerman's stupid ass get away. I think they just did, but they had to pin him something, you know? Because Florida would have got told the fuck up that day. I strongly believe that. I'm for real. I strongly believe that. You know, Florida, they would have told the fuck up.
I'm from Florida, so, you know, Florida's nuts, man.
Yeah, that is right, man. You did come from Florida, man. You were the lucky Negro.
I wanted the lucky one.
Yeah. Right. You're the one that speaks eloquently and shit.
I don't know what to say about
that. Damn, I forgot all about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like
Florida's a crazy
hours.
Place.
They were deliberating over that like 30 hours, man, a whole
but
day.
But the stack of evidence was against the dude. There was nothing to deliberate, man. The fact that he drove off after he shot was enough to put his ass in jail alone. You know what I'm saying? And then they didn't find no gun or nothing like that. There wasn't no gun in the car. You know what I'm saying? Look, you know, I think one of the other kids got shot in the leg or whatever. But it's just the fact that he drove off like, all right, another nigga dead. Bye. Let me get my pizza.
I'm hungry.
You know?
Let me go get pizza.
Yeah, you really got the pizza.
You know
that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and also not to mention all the other creepy shit that he did before, you know, that they wouldn't admit in the proceedings and everything. I mean, this dude was a real creep, man. He was a powerball creep, man, for real. And a lot of that shit they wouldn't even admit into the proceedings and everything, man. I mean, this mug man has a history of fucking up shit. He's a repeat offender like Zimmerman, just doing dumb shit for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Florida is a creepy fucking place, man. I'm sorry.
Wasn't he like under or something too?
I'm like, man, what the fuck is
he?
What'd you say now?
Okay, did he have something in his system? Was he like under some type of influence or something as well?
Man, I can't even call it, man. I know when the chick he was with in the car got on the stand and testified, man, that should have been a rap, because even she was like, he fucked up. You know, she put a whole bunch of shit out there on the table, man. So I just don't understand how they came up with attempted murder. And, I mean, the boy is dead. It's not an attempt. And then they were trying to say it's the legalese, as far as the jargon, he had to kill the boy with malice for it to be murder. And I'm like, well, I you know what I'm saying? I can't see any other way he did. He ain't do it politely to shoot up in their goddamn van. You know, it wasn't premeditated, but it was like instantaneous. Fuck that. They're not listening to me. Blacka, 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 blacka. You know, come on, man.
If you feel like you're in imminent danger, you can pull your firearm.
From what?
They never found it.
He said he saw a gun. He said he saw a gun.
Yeah, but they never found it in the truck. They never found it.
Right.
And on top of that, the chick he was with, even she said she never saw a gun. He just started bucking shots. So I'm like, I'm at a loss, man, on that one, man. I'm at a loss. But like I say, they had to do something. Because like I say, motherfuckers wasn't having it this trip. They were going to tear Florida up. I'm telling you. They had to. I don't even know what the jury makeup was like, man, if it was anybody black on that jury. And that's another thing that killed me with the system. They never put a jury of your peers, you know. I don't understand it. That's what you're supposed to do. A jury of your, at least sprinkle a few blacks up in there. but they never do.
That's because there is no jury of our peers, because there's no place called African America.
True. That's right.
So there are no peers for us. We fought to be on the other side, and now the other side is what appears when we want to have peers.
Yeah.
If you get my point.
I understand. Yo, D, I know you on here breathing and shit, man. What's on your mind, man? You on the show, man. What's up, man?
Well, first of all, I don't like the fact that you was recognizing my breathing.
Stop it.
Now, first of all, I wanna take this time to welcome Divine to the network, man. It's a great network, bro. Welcome to the network. I know you're gonna fit in just right with us, and we got a lot of great shows coming up in the future, man. So welcome to the network.
Okay, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate it, and I needed a home. I was kind of hip hop homeless for a minute, so.
You
can't find places to go anymore. You can't find things to do. You got to call old friends that knew about sticking an ink pen in a cassette tape and spinning it till it rewinds.
No doubt.
Putting the tape on top to record over.
Oh yeah.
And you know what?
I know what I'm talking about.
And to weigh in on what y'all talking about with these cats, you know, first of all, I mean, we can even go back to as far as talking about when DMX was going to box George Zimmerman in a celebrity match. First of all, how the hell do you become a celebrity by killing someone? That's the first thing. You know, and even though they got rid of it, I don't even know. What was the purpose in even acknowledging the fact that this dude was going to box in a celebrity match like he's a celebrity? You shouldn't have even acknowledged that. That's the first thing. And then you're talking about this cat. You know, you can even go as far as talking about this dude who killed a young man in the movie theater because this young man was getting a text from his babysitter that was watching him and his wife's kid. You know, and this cat kills him just because he got attacked in the movie theater. And then you talk about this dude shooting these cats because their music was too loud for him. First of all, if you don't like what you hear, then move on. You know, if you don't like what you hear, move on. You like the type of music you like. Other individuals like the type of music that they like. All I gotta say is I'm in the middle of creating a website called we'll whoop their ass for you.com. Now, anybody out there who would like to hire us to take care of any situation, even those individuals, we'll whoop their ass for you.com. All you got to do, first 100 people, you know what I'm saying, that log onto the website, ass whoopings may be free for the first 100 people. You know, we also give out supplies to parents, you know, stitching cords, switches, belts, you know, whatever you need to whoop a little ass. But a lot of these individuals like that, man, I'm not going to go as far as, you know, speaking about anything related to capital punishment because, you know, that's not how we get down. But, yeah, you know, these cats, you know, they on a whole different level. And what the government isn't understanding is that you got these cats killing people like that. You got people still shooting people in schools, kids still killing kids in schools all across America. So it ain't stopped. It hasn't stopped. So the problem is that the government needs to figure out a way to fix it because what's going on is that the people are going to the government in the states, and they're telling them, if you don't fix it, we going to fix it. So if you don't fix the problem, you're gonna have a street full of Batmans and Punishers if you don't fix what's going on. Because if you don't fix it, we gonna fix it.
Hell yeah, kick ass.
That's probably what's gonna happen. I mean, real
kick
talk.
Ass.
That's probably what's gonna happen. Yeah, kick ass.
Because we're not talking about adults getting killed. We're talking about people's kids getting killed and people getting sick and tired of it. So they go into the states and the government. If you don't fix it, we gonna fix it.
Well, something gonna happen from it. That's for damn sure. But we gonna end this topic, man, because we went over. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. And we're going to get the fuck out of here because it's time to go.
Nod your head on that.
Yeah, nod on that, motherfucker. But, yeah, we out of here, man.
Nod on that, brother.
You know, it's been a good show, man. We'll see y'all next week. We're going to hopefully have Smooth B and Jazzo and whoever D dig up to call this mug, man, and that's how it's going to be. I was going to play some music towards the end, but like I say, we're running over. So I want
to
thank
still
y'all.
You can still get it to the show.
Yeah, it's about to stop. I'm ready to get my ass in the shower because I'm sticky. I'm ready to get in the shower.
No, we don't really want to know why you're putting honey on you and why you're all sticky.
You know, I got them fetishes, man. That's how it be, man. You know? Got them fetishes. Anyway, thanks for calling in, peoples. OC, Dinko D, and Nod Your Head. We'll see you next Wednesday. Peace. Peace.